The Bush administration is rejoining a peace process that it effectively put on hold for the war in Iraq. Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell stood in public beside the new prime minister of the Palestinian Authority. In a separate meeting, in a different city, he stood next to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Powell has not brought them to stand together just yet. Powell is making the administration's most public effort in many months to resolve the Mideast crisis. And he did hear positive words today from Mahmoud Abbas. The new Palestinian prime minister says he is willing to accept the latest U.S. plan for peace, even though he doesn't like it all.
We have accepted it as it is. True, maybe we have some reservations, but in order to give a way for the peace process, we have dropped down all our reservations, and therefore we believe that it is necessary to be implemented in a good way.
Abbas spoke through a translator. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with Secretary Powell and joins us now. Michelle, we'll get to the Israeli side in a moment, but first the Palestinians. What are they really accepting here? What are they saying yes to?
Well, this roadmap, it was negotiated by U.S., UN, EU, and Russia. They call it the Quartet. It spells out a series of steps that the two sides, the Israelis and the Palestinians, have to take. It starts with these confidence-building measures, and it ends ultimately in the vision that President Bush laid out last June, and that is an independent Palestinian state by 2005, living side by side with Israel. To get to that stage, there are lots of steps into it. For instance, on the Palestinian side, Powell was here encouraging Abbas to continue reforms. The real test for Abbas is going to be to establish security and get control of Palestinian security forces.
So as he tried to get some momentum for peace here, Powell also met with Ariel Sharon, the Israeli prime minister, and they had a press conference, spoke to reporters. What did Sharon say about this roadmap for peace?
Well, interestingly enough, he did not even mention the word roadmap. He only spoke about President Bush's vision. What he did say today was that he's ready for some humanitarian gestures. Israel's, for instance, releasing some Palestinian prisoners and restoring fishing rights for Palestinians off Gaza. But the bigger steps, according to Sharon, clearly will have to wait until the Palestinians take steps to crack down on terrorism.
Well, let's take a listen to what Ariel Sharon had to say about that today.
A genuine war against terror by the Palestinians, involving real effort to prevent terror, is the key to progress in the political process. Quiet and security for the Israeli people will lead to Israeli measures that will create a new and better reality for the Palestinian population.
Okay, so the Israelis are saying, as they've said before, that they want to crack down on terrorism before they want to do anything more. What are the Palestinians saying that they're prepared to do about that?
Well, a senior State Department official told us tonight that Abbas really did show a firm commitment to uproot violence, as he said. Abbas has spoken about talking with groups like Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Apparently, according to this senior State Department official, Abbas wasn't looking for a ceasefire, but, you know, he's going to start negotiations with them to see if that's a way to work to dismantle the groups, which is the ultimate goal of the Israelis.
And just very briefly, Michelle, I know that the Palestinians say they accept this plan for now, but they will want concessions regarding Israeli settlements and so forth. Did the Americans make any progress in pushing the Israelis along here?
It didn't sound like it very much, Steve. Howell said we're going to see some steps soon, but the conventional wisdom here is that we're going to have to wait till Sharon goes to Washington later this month on the 20th to meet President Bush directly.
Michelle, we got to see Secretary of State Colin Powell speaking in public here for the Bush administration, but is the Bush administration really speaking with one voice on this issue?
Powell did stress that repeatedly. But recently there was a mission here by the National Security Council, a couple people there, Elliot Abrams and Stephen Hadley, and most people say they are quite skeptical about the roadmap, as is Sharon.
There are other Bush administration officials visiting Israel from time to time who may have different points of view.
Exactly.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman is in Jerusalem. Michelle, thanks.
You're welcome.